Good afternoon. The cold front and low pressure wave riding along it that brought heavy rain to interior New York and New England overnight and this morning continues to track through New England. The steadiest rain will continue to wind down through the afternoon and taper off to scattered showers. Still, with all of the precipitation still running off into streams and creeks, rises on streams, creeks, and rivers are likely through the afternoon, and there could be additional flood advisories and perhaps even flood warnings. In the meantime, temperatures have begun to cool from north to south behind the cold front, and a lot of places have already dipped back into the 50s with some 40s across the mountains. Still, some places out ahead of the cold front are in the 70s, and these locations will see a drop in temperature pretty dramatically when the front passes, and the wind will pick up out of the north. So, if you're in the 50s this afternoon, you will remain there, and if you're in the milder air, you'll drop back into the 50s by the end of the day. As this storm system continues to track slowly toward and then off the eastern seaboard, the weather will continue to dry out tonight. Temperatures will continue to slide, and overnight lows will generally be in the 40s across the region. For the day tomorrow, the front will still be close by along the eastern seaboard, so we'll still have a lot of clouds around, although it'll be mainly dry with a chilly northwest wind flow, and temperatures will top out in the upper 50s to around 60. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the coast where Hurricane Joaquin will be working its way up the eastern seaboard. The exact track and intensity of Joaquin will determine what we get starting on Friday and into and through the upcoming weekend. Regardless, it looks like moisture associated with the front that's passing through today will back into New York and New England as we get into the day on Friday, and rain showers are possible by the end of the day. We'll remain in the chilly side, and it looks like temperatures will only be in the lower to mid 50s for afternoon highs. Some rain showers are still possible regardless of Joaquin's track on Saturday and Sunday, although if the hurricane makes a closer approach, some of this rain could be heavy, especially late in the weekend. And if it rides right up the eastern seaboard into New England, some heavy rain will be possible along with wind for the early part of next week. Needless to say, the track and intensity of Joaquin will largely determine our weather forecast for the weekend and beyond. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Joaquin, located about 215 miles east northeast of the central Bahamas. Joaquin is moving toward the southwest near 6 miles per hour. A general motion toward the west southwest or southwest is expected to continue through tonight. A turn toward the northwest and a decrease in forward speed are forecast for tomorrow and tomorrow night. The center of Joaquin is expected to move near or over portions of the central Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. Hurricane warnings have been issued. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 80 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is expected, and Joaquin could become a major hurricane during the next couple of days. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers otherwise cloudy with temperatures falling through the middle and into the lower 70s. Boston, rain heavy at times in the mid 70s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with showers and temperatures in the 50s to around 60 degrees. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain tapering off to showers this afternoon, breezy with temperatures holding in the 50s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, rain tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon, breezy with temperatures falling into the 60s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain tapering off to scattered showers this afternoon, breezy with temperatures holding in the 50s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, rain tapering to scattered showers this afternoon, breezy, with temperatures falling into the 60s. Showers ending, then mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Rain tapering off the scattered showers this afternoon, breezy with temperatures holding in the 50s. Showers ending and mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool near 60. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool Friday with a chance of late-day showers in the mid-50s. Saturday and Sunday, the chance for showers or rain, depending on the track of Joaquin, upper 50s Saturday, lower to mid-60s Sunday, and another chance of rain Monday and Tuesday, depending on the track of the tropical system, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.